I am here in the studio with a trio of guests. We had two of them on last week, and we said, let us know if you want to come on again next week, because this is a great cause. We want to remind people to get out and buy tickets. So, starting lineup tonight, we've got Jim Creed. Thank you for joining us again today.
Thank you for having us again.
I've got Tom Kelly. You were not in here before, but thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, delighted to have you. And Mike Best.
Good morning.
To see you. You know, these gentlemen, three men here, they all share something in common. They all work in law enforcement, and they've all dealt with critical incidents over the years, and they're working to make sure that people in their line of work who deal with things like this have the right kind of care and support and help afterwards to help them adjust and deal with it. So I give you a lot of credit for doing it, because it's tough to come in here and kind of bare your soul a little bit and talk about some of the tough things you deal with, but some of the positive ways you're working to make sure that people that are in your line of work get the kind of help they need to be able to deal with, and I'm not sure if it's the correct term, but it seems like PTSD after some of these critical incidents. If you just keep dealing with things like this over and over and don't have a way to release that or deal with it, I think that's tough for just about anybody, even Superman, to deal with. And Jim, you've been here before a couple times as a guest. If people don't know who you are, I want you to share a little bit about what sort of pushed you in this direction to know that people who deal with critical incidents might need some extra help to get back to what they do so well on a daily basis. Jim.
Sure, yeah. On May 10th of 2016, my wife and I were out in celebration of my birthday at the Bertucci's at the Galleria Mall in Taunton, and an assailant came in and violently attacked a waitress with a knife and then murdered a teacher that intervened. So I responded to that as an off-duty officer. I had my firearm with me. I was forced to fire, ended the attack, and then from there, a good friend of mine, Rob Schwartz from Taunton PD, somewhat critical incident support, came out. I wasn't really familiar with the concept, but I trusted it because I was friends with Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, without that support, I don't know if I would have been able to go back to work as quickly as I was able to. It's huge.
And you work for the Plymouth County Sheriff's Department.
I do.
And you still do. And you've had a pretty long career there, too.
Yeah, I'm going on 19 years.
Nice. And now, Tom Kelly, you were not here with us last week when we talked about this. You're retired now. You retired from Plymouth Police Department. What got you interested in dealing with things like this?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Christine. Jim had said, like many officers, I was involved in many critical incidents during my short 12 years on Plymouth Police. I unfortunately was involved in two officer-involved shootings, which would ultimately lead to my early retirement. I come from a long line of police officers in my family, so being a police officer was a big identity issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to stay involved. It was a big part of my life. With that, I started a program called Start Me Now the Car, which was there to help raise money to offer free trips such as hiking, camping, fishing, stuff like that, to help officers a way to decompress and kind of step away from the job for a little bit. We've kind of expanded this mission to now help fund trainings for peer support groups.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can often be pricey.
Now, for people that are not, this is kind of inside baseball, if you're somebody that deals with law enforcement, what does Start Me Another Car mean?
Yeah, so when you're on the road and you're on a traffic stop or a call for service and something's not going right and you need some backup, you'd often key the mic and say, hey, car 12, hey, can you start me another car? More or less asking for assistance. So I started that because I think if you're able to ask for assistance on the job, you should be able to ask for assistance off the job, even when mm-hmm. it comes to mental health, especially post-traumatic stress.
Absolutely. Now, Mike Best, you're with the Massachusetts State Police. You also are a big part of this. Tell me why you got involved.
So I got involved in 2017. I started the Leo Sport Foundation along with a friend of mine, Dan Mahoney. Basically, we saw that there was a need for protective and life-saving equipment for police departments and fire and EMS personnel. Oftentimes, there's not enough money in a town's budget or a department's budget to buy certain pieces of equipment. The department that my friend worked for, they wanted tourniquets and quick clot, and there was no money in the budget to do it. So I got together with him and I said, well, let's do a fundraiser. We'll raise enough money, we'll buy the tourniquets and quick clot, and we'll give them to your department. And it worked. And then after that, we had a conversation. It was like, we should do this all over the country and all over the world if we can, because there's people out there that need this equipment. And I'm very lucky to know Tom Kelly. He worked with my wife. And when he was starting the Stop Me Another Car Foundation, I was kind of helping him get the paperwork going for it, because Leo Sport Foundation is a 501c3, mm-hmm. so I was familiar with the process. And through the process of talking to Tom about Stop Me Another Car, I was like, why don't you just come on board with the Leo Support Foundation? We're already set up. We would love to get involved in the mental health aspect of it also. And he's been doing great work with that.
That's great. So you've all been on the front lines. You know what it's like to deal with it. You know what some of the after effects can be when you're in a critical incident. It's not just like on TV, okay, something happens, and then 10 minutes later, everything is fine. It's Jim, you mentioned something last time, and I'd like you to tell our listeners again about what it's like to have a number of incidents that you have to deal with in your job, how they just don't go away, how they can add up. You talked about you start your job with a rucksack.
Yeah, that's correct. So you start your job with a rucksack, and you might have, let's say, rocks from stressful incidents that have happened to before you get on the job. So you start off, and you start going to calls, you start going to critical incidents, and things that might not bother you at the time by themselves have a cumulative effect. So you start just putting those rocks in the rucksack. You work even a short career, even a few years, 10, 20-year career, that rucksack starts getting pretty heavy, and you need help. So like Tom said, that's when you reach out, you know, Start Me Another Car. It's perfect. Someone's there to help you, help share that burden, help take some of that away, and then hopefully help empty some of those rocks out.
Absolutely. Now we know what the situation is. We know that you've been working to help fellow officers in this situation get the kind of help that they need afterwards. And one of the ways you do that is raising money to pay for some of this training afterwards. There's a Comedy Night fundraiser coming up at the end of this week, Friday, November 24th, and it's at Article 15 Brewing in Rockland. This sounds like a great night. Jim, tell me a little bit about this, because I know it features a very well-known local comedian. That's Jerry Thornton. I don't know Craig Murphy, but I've heard good things about him.
Yeah, Greg's a good friend. We grew up down the street from each other. His dad was Boston PD, retired after a long career. His uncle was Boston PD, and his cousin is currently Weymouth PD. So I reached out to Greg first to say, hey, would you be interested in this? And without hesitation, Greg agreed. Then I reached out to Jerry, because Greg and I are both from Weymouth. Mike's from Weymouth. Jerry Thornton's actually a Weymouth guy, and he was a court officer for a full career before he started working at Barstool Sports and EEI for a short time. So he's pretty well known, and he was very happy to help. He's all about helping first responders.
And how much are the tickets, and how can people get a ticket to go? Because I think people will be ready. They will have had a full day of family turkey fun and togetherness, but it's time to get out the next day, have some fun, and support a great cause.
Yeah, so tickets are $35 a person, and you can get them at www.saveleos.org/events.
Mm-hmm. And what about the door? If people just want to show up at the door, can they do that?
Absolutely, yeah.
And that address again, that's Article 15 Brewing in Rockland. Isn't that the old Kathy Corrigan gym?
It is, yeah. It's on the Rockland
Strip. I think a lot of people know that.
It's a pretty central location, easy to get to.
And it's right off the old exit 14, and I still don't have my exits straight, but people that know what that exit is, that's 228. That's like the Rockland, Norwell, Hingham exit right there. It sounds like a wonderful way to do it. When you are able to get funding to help, to get the kind of training you need, I noticed that you are having, in the beginning of December, you're having a critical incident stress management training. What difference does it make, or has it made in your lives, being able to have something like this after the stuff you've dealt with? Mike.
So I've been involved in multiple critical incidents, unfortunately, over my 19-year law enforcement career. And following one incident, I sought out the assistance of a peer support unit. And I noticed that it made a huge difference in how I was able to process that incident versus how I had processed previous incidents or incidents after that. And then when I went through the training, I've done this training too through the ICISF. It's a week-long training that certifies you to be a peer support specialist so you can assist your coworkers. And when I went through the training, it was beneficial for me also, because it was kind of like going through a debriefing again.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped me get a lot off my chest. And like I said last time before, it's sometimes you just can't turn your brain off.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're able to dump that information out of your head and get it off you, you can actually like feel yourself relaxing. And it's very important to have somebody that's, you know, certified, that knows the right things to do, that knows the right resources when you are in a situation like that.
Tom, what do you think about this kind of training? Has this made a difference in your life and the people around you?
I think it's made a significant difference in my life. I know after my second officer-involved shooting, the Metrolec peer support group, had come out to the hospital where the officers had gone to de-stress, and they gave us a debriefing. They were there for us. They were there for not only that night, but the following days through the investigations and all that. And then as the months went on, where most people forgot about what was happening in my life, because their lives went on, the Metrolec peer support group run by Christine Lydon and Ed O'Brien, Christine Lydon's from Braintree PD and Ed O'Brien from Weymouth PD, awesome. Their phones were always on, and they were always there to talk to me and work through a lot of issues that I had after that incident.
That sounds good. And Jim, what was your experience? How has this helped you process everything and kind of get back to where you were before everything happened?
It's helped a lot. Initially, the day after my incident, I had friends, family over, like Tom said, people in the house. When people left, the effects of stress, I was huddled over on my bathroom floor for about an hour. Didn't really know what was going on. Thankfully, I had some literature from Boston PD let me know some of the signs of stress and that what could happen. We ended up, that was, I think, a Wednesday. On Friday, we went in to talk to Boston Peer Support. And when I walked out of there, it was like a giant weight had been lifted off my shoulders. My wife and I went out for a walk, finally felt the adrenaline levels go down. And the good thing now, being trained or going through training, I know the healthy things to do now to help get rid of stress, whereas I might not have known before, stay away from some of the negative coping mechanisms and stuff, which unfortunately a lot of law enforcement officers get involved in, and it can ruin someone's career. Our goal is to kind of help people with that stuff and keep people with long, healthy lives, healthy careers.
That's great. So they show you a path and a plan to be able to do it. So who wouldn't want to support this? And this is coming out to this comedy night. This will support that kind of training that will help so many people that have to deal with that. That's the roof upstairs, the ceiling hopefully not collapsing, but they're replacing the roof up there. But who wouldn't want to come out for this comedy night fundraiser? I want you to tell me again, time and place, how to get tickets.
Yeah, it's going to be this Friday night, the day after Thanksgiving, Friday, November 24th, 6:30 p.m. at Article 15 Brewery in Rockland. And you can purchase tickets at www.saveleos.org/events.
Anything else you gentlemen would like to add about this whole issue or coming out to the comedy night?
Yeah, I'd just like to add that I'd like to thank some people that have already sponsored this event. The training that we're hosting in December is pretty pricey training. It's $500 per student. And what we're trying to do with this Comedy Night fundraiser is offset an amount of that so we can allow people to attend for free or at a discount. Some people that have already sponsored the event by purchasing seats for the training, I'd like to thank the Association of County Employees, the New England Police Benevolent Association, the National Correctional Employees Union, and Shatterproof. And Shatterproof is a 501c3 nonprofit that provides mental health and health and substance abuse resources for first responders.
Well, it sounds like a great night, and we're gonna again, we've got this up online and our Facebook page. We're gonna keep reminding people this is a great way to have a good time, support a great cause, and we appreciate you feeling comfortable enough to come in here and tell our listeners about this. It takes a brave person to do that, and we've learned a lot, and we support you in what you do. Again, had Jim Creed here from the Plymouth County Sheriff's Department. We got Tom Kelly, retired from Plymouth, and Mike Best from the State Police. We appreciate you joining us today, gentlemen.
Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.